It's the Officially Street Podcast. Yo, it's your boy C-Biz rocking out from the About Nothing Podcast. Shout out to the boy J. Omega and shout out to the boy Shayer.
Instagram, relax. Relax, please. You're good. Your app is good. You're trying to make it better, but it's not working. Your app is good. Straight, you don't got to add nothing. You don't got to steal nobody ideas or nothing. Y'all are good. All right? Let Snapchat have their shit, man. Because I don't want to be on Insta Snap and I have to relax. Y'all got it. Y'all chill. Like, what are y'all trying? Chill. Real, yo, chill. Like, Instagram is like that friend that always want to fight. You know what I'm saying? You just got, yo, chill. Yo, boy, chill, my nigga. Chill. Relax, boy. Relax. You got it, my nigga. Leave that nigga alone, son. Yo, leave him alone. Like, really, that's how you gotta talk to Instagram, bro. That's the only way to, you gonna, relax. Chill, boy, you're bugging. You're bugging right now, honestly, bro. Relax, man. Come on now.
You are now listening to the Officially Street Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network, aka that washed ambassador.
And it's the wash god himself, the Saya. That's Saya SO on all social media except for Snap. Snap is Saya _ SO.
And we're back with another episode of the Officially Street Podcast. Whoa. Welcome back. Go to officiallystreet.com for all things street official. Like us on Facebook.
That blood clot Facebook.
At facebook.com.
I'll always die with that shit.
Oh man, at facebook.com/officiallystreet. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TOS_SO and listen to us every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and any other podcast app that you could find out there to get your week started off right. What's going on, Syed, man? We getting ready to go into a pretty dope episode. I think I'm gonna really like this one because it's, you know, this one is kind of more chill. You know what I mean?
It definitely is. And also, I don't know if y'all saw our snaps, but this is brought to you by Henny Black.
Oh, episode.
So y'all know how this episode is gonna go, man.
Black Hen Matters.
Yo, use that hashtag, y'all.
Black Hen Matters. Black listen, Hen Matters. Last episode, we spoke about a lot of good things. If you want to listen to that episode, go to officiallystreet.com/episode52.
Yep.
And speaking of that.
About last week, we caught up on our weeks, actually. It took up a lot of the episodes, but it was 2 weeks that we was gone, y'all.
It did take up a solid 55
minutes. But it was good.
23 minutes per second. Shout out to EMA. Yeah,
definitely. It was still dope. So make sure y'all tune in. We had, again, a dope official, unofficial segment. We shared some Survivor Series stories / embarrassing stories. And I do those, those polls, I mean, on our Twitter. And somebody actually disliked the fact that All the Way Up has gone platinum. So whoever it was that disliked that, you can meet me on the corner of Bronxwood and East 233rd. And we could throw hands or we could shoot it out.
Okay, first of all, I didn't see that. I would like you to show yourself.
No, show yourself. Let us know. Raise your hand and then we could meet up.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, nah. When I saw it, I was like, wow, really?
BX all day.
One person. BX all day. So whoever it was, let me know. All right, man. All right. Let's get into our weeks. Let's start it up, man.
Damn, that's all we spoke about?
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, we had a lot of official, unofficial.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then the embarrassing stories took up a lot of the time.
That's true. Oh, speaking of that,
yes.
Send us your embarrassing. If you guys have an embarrassing story or a survivor story or anything like that you want to share with us, yeah, it could be anything wild. If you want to share with us, email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. We'll keep you anonymous if you want, or you can give us an alias to use. Or if you real, you know what I'm saying?
You're
if you
real.
A real nigga.
Yeah, word.
You smell me. You would just go by your real name. You know what I mean? But let us know. Send it to officiallystreet@gmail.com and we'll probably read them on the show. Because that was kind of dope. A lot of people have been responding.
Yeah,
we actually got a couple emails and we'll probably read through maybe one or two today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we share our lives with y'all, man. We tell some embarrassing shit. Listen, y'all niggas know I broke a pool.
Listen,
niggas
we tell
know I got hit by a car.
We tell embarrassing stories every fucking episode, all right? Y'all hear that shit every week.
Yeah, so please.
So join in on the conversation.
Yeah, join in, man. All right. But anyway, anything else before we get into our week, sir?
Nah.
Nah, you want to go first? You want me to go? I kind of have a little bit of a...
I can go, because go mine is really short. Pause. Right, I really ain't do nothing. actually, it's been a rough week at work, man. Mm. I'll talk about that first. It's just been a rough-ass week. If y'all follow me on Snap, y'all probably realize I'm not snapping much at all.
Stress.
Because, yeah, man, I just been real focused at work. We kind of... You know, we kind of short-staffed right now, so we're getting out of work a little bit late. Like, Monday, I got out at 7:30. Mind you, I'm starting work at 8 in the morning, and most of the time, I get there. Most of the time, I get there at, like, 6 o'clock because I'm going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And so I'm up dumb early, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm there till 7:30. Yesterday, I was there till 6:30. Today, I was there till 7:30. It's too much, man. Nah, it's a lot, bro.
That's a bit much.
Other than that, I've just been kind of going to the gym, still trying to stay in there. I'm not doing two-a-days no more. I'm not really watching what I eat no more. I got to be really, I got to be honest with myself and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And the missus be cooking up some good shit, my guy.
She definitely be going
ham. I see that she is still, she'll throw in some healthy shit here and there. So that's still good.
Yeah, like last night we had some zucchini lasagna.
Yeah, that looked different, man.
So instead of the, you know, the traditional lasagna noodles, we use zucchini, or she used zucchini. Mm. Nah, she's dope, man. She's taking the crown for the cook of the family, because she be doing different shit. You know what I mean? She be checking out recipes and really going hard. I cook naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm not a recipe guy. I'll just go in the kitchen and be like, what do we got in here? We got some chicken. Yeah, I'll be like, we got some chicken. What's in here? We ain't got shit else. We got some honey, some rice. I'm making honey pepper chicken tonight, babe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just be whatever. Like, but it come out good, but... You know, she really be looking at recipes and saying, okay, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get all of this shit that she be throwing down. Like, that's too much for me.
That's what's up, man.
Definitely salute. I mean,
I'll be watching her snap type jealous, like, oh, all right.
No, she goes ham. Okay. She go ham. I can't even front. What else, man? Other than that, just kind of chilling. Fire stick is life. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
You know, that's pretty much it, man. Right. I can't. I've
really
been doing
the
shit
washed
else.
Ambassador,
I'm definitely the washed ambassador, Jesus. Man. Listen, if y'all want to be a part of the wash community, please tweet us at @TOSPodcast_SO or hit us up on Twitter. On the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Officially Street My Podcast. And give us your washed name. Now understand, the washed ambassador is taken. The washed god is taken. Mm-hmm. The unwashed goddess is taken. What is it? The wash? Is Therm the washed Lord or the wash Jesus?
Wash Jesus.
Okay,
he was washed Jesus.
Therm is the washed Jesus. All right, so those four names are taken.
And real quick, Russ Face, send one in because nigga, he hit me up. He goes, listening to y'all podcast makes me realize how washed I really am.
Yeah, Russ Face is definitely. So get your name in quick.
Yeah, please do.
You don't want nobody else to take it. But yeah, send your wash names to either the Officially Street Podcast on the Facebook. On Twitter at @TOSPodcast_SO.
Please don't, man. All right. And don't be in denial about being in the wash community, man. I was talking to somebody today, and they're like, I'm 27, things are moving slow. I'm just like, just accept it. You're
no,
washed.
No, just, yeah, exactly.
And she's like, no, I won't. I'm like, no. You're washed. We welcome you. We welcome you with open arms. It's come true, all right?
It's the facts of life, man.
All right, man. So my week... I try not to take too long. I got a few things I need to talk about. But first of all, starting up season 5, Game of Thrones.
Okay. Okay.
Lit.
Okay, my guy.
Fucking lit.
Okay, my guy.
It's fucking lit. All right? I'm actually tight that I missed all of this. You know what I mean? But hey.
I've been trying to tell you for
I know you have.
I want to say, I've been trying to tell you for 48 episodes.
I won't lie. You really have been telling me. And you know what it is? I had no way of watching it.
And I think also it's that. You just, when you don't watch something and when you don't, I think people probably was like, yo, you should watch it, watch it. But if you don't have enough people telling you like, nah, yo, watch it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people been telling me like, yo, Power's dope. You got to watch Power.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the same with Power.
Yeah, people been telling me like, yo, Power's dope. And I'm like, all right, you know, cool. But it was really only you and JP that was like, yo, you got to watch Power. Really nobody else was like, yo, you gotta watch this. But y'all in my circle. So it's like y'all two telling me and I'm like, all right, I'll watch it when I can. Then I watched it and I'm like, yo, this is dope.
Yeah. You see, I was the same way. I was like, I'll watch it when I can. I'll get to it.
But Game of Thrones though?
Son.
I still stand by this. It's way better. I won't lie. Now I see it. You got to just let it.
Now I see it. Like, my nigga, like, this time, yo, matter of fact, it's going to be a part of my story. So I'll get into it. Anyway, all right, season 5, I'm starting that up. My wife has been doing, like, mad schoolwork. I guess her semester's kind of finishing up. So we've actually kind of been slacking on watching fucking Game of Thrones, starting season 5. So I've just been watching that mad old school movies. Shout out to About Nothing. Because after listening to that episode, I was like, yo, you know what? I need to go back and watch some shit.
Oh, definitely shout out to A&P. Because I said the same shit. I have notes where I actually wrote some shit that I want to go back and watch.
Yeah, I started doing the same thing. So I already went and saw Higher Learning. I saw Above the Rim.
That's in my notes. That's crazy.
And Dead Presidents. Now, I won't lie. Although they're classics, me going back, I'm like, wow, these movies really are bad.
Oh, no. Yo.
But it's crazy. They're fucking good.
It's crazy the amount of... We was talking about Belly, and Quanah got tight. She actually said that you can't come in through the back door no more because Belly is one of her favorite movies. Word. It's one of her favorite. She was like, I can't believe y'all don't like Belly. I'm like, no, I love Belly. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. I love the movie. It's actually a hood classic. Yeah. But going back and watching it as an adult, it's like, yo, the production, the acting.
Oh, yeah. It was the direct,
like, it's
the
like,
story itself
yeah, it's
was
like,
bad.
It's like, yo, this is not like good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is like Juice was good. Mm. And I this is how I tried to break it down. I'm not gonna take too long. There but I was like, yo, let's take all of the hood classics, right? Or most of the hood classics, right? Belly alongside of them. Let's talk about Boys in the Hood, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Menace to Society. Let's talk about Juice, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Poetic Justice. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Higher Learning. Let's talk about Above the Rim. Let's talk about these, not Above the Rim and Higher Learning, but kind of Higher Learning was a good movie. I think it was good.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't seen it. That's why I wrote it down, though.
You haven't
seen it
in a while.
Long time.
So that's me too. Like, I know I've seen them. I was just like, damn, I gotta.
Right, but let's talk about the new Jack Cities, right? And even some of like the newer ones, like American Gangster, like this gangster hood films that are fucking good, great. Classic movies,
gangsta,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm naming, like, and even the ones that are around the same time, like, you know, we talking Juice and Poetic Justice, and all, like, it's good productions, it's good stories. Like, think about Belly, you know what I'm saying? Like, what really happened? You know what I'm saying? Even Paid in Full was better, and I like Paid in Full too. I like Paid in Full too, but Paid in Full is also a movie. Some people look at it and they're like, if you're not from Harlem, you don't get it as much. Mm. You know what I mean? Because it was based on the true story, and a lot of Harlem niggas is like, yo, that's crazy. Because I remember, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you're not from Harlem, you kind of just watching it like, what's the point of this? But it's still dope.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you don't have to just be from. If you're from New York, you could kind of. Understand.
Oh, definitely. But you could kind of understand Belly for the same. If you're from New York, you can understand Belly. Yeah. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily
that
it's a dope story. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like, oh, they're using the lingo I use. Mm. Oh, you know what I mean? I know niggas like that that's fronting on it, but it's just kind of like, all right. But the point of the movie was.
Yeah, even the ending, I was just like,
But regardless, we love it though. Yeah, I'm not going to front. I love it. It's just a movie that it's like, yo, I'll watch it, but. As an adult going back and thinking about it,
it's like, yo, this shit is really bad.
It's like, well, you know.
Nigga, I'm going to come through the back door one day and Quanah's going to take me out like Method Man.
No, it's going to be like, you're going to be like Jazzy Jeff. No, this nigga started and moved his face away from the mic. He said,
I'm trying to get the effect. You know what I mean?
This nigga really took that shit serious.
Hey, man, look, I'm doing this for y'all, all right? So y'all can get the full effect, all right?
Anyway, continue.
Anyway,
man.
Yeah, so I went back. I'm watching these movies. I do have a list as well. I'm back in the gym. You know, I'm trying to get in there more consistent. I was in there this morning. You know what I mean? I've been in there pretty much every day this week. So I'm trying to get back into that shit. But all right, last Friday, I linked with my mans, and I was just chilling with him. Shayna was supposed to go out with Ace's wife. Okay. Now, they were supposed to just go and get a few drinks, nothing crazy, chill for the evening, and that's it. So I was going to stay home, work on music, and that was going to be my night. I was looking forward to it. This nigga Ace, I guess, came back from his training or whatever and was like, you ain't going nowhere.
You know what I don't... Real quick sidebar.
I'm trying to give the backstory, but go ahead.
Quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. This nigga Ace just be popping up.
Yeah, he do. He really
and
does.
Yo, it's crazy because I understand he's real busy. You know what I'm saying? Federal guy. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know when and when not he's going to be home. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know either.
I'll be roaming about and this nigga just be like, yo, why you don't hit me up? Yo, we don't chill no more. And I'm like, my boy, do you understand that you're home? That you're home 10 out of the 365 days a year that we have?
Word.
And then when you're around, it's like, you just pop the fuck up and you're like, we gotta chill, that's it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even prepared.
Yeah. Oh, no, nigga, that was me on Friday. Oh. So now, all right. So he tells his wife, like, yo, you're not going out. And so she's like, oh, I'm looking forward to it. And I guess she kind of threw it out there. She's like, what if Syed goes too? And that nigga was like, oh, all right, yeah. So then we could go. So now she tells my wife, and my wife is just like, can you come? You know, I don't really go out like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, what y'all trying to do? She goes, I guess we're just going to do Maine. I'm like,
oh my God. So we spoke about this.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, man. I'm like, y'all really don't want to go to Maine. I really don't want to go out. I was like, but I'm not going to fuck up your night. So we go. Right? I won't lie. It was still kind of fun. I was a little annoyed because I was sober. Like, I was drinking at my man's house before we went out.
Were you the DD?
I wasn't supposed to be, but there was nobody who really was the DD.
Yeah, it's really never a DD when I go out.
So
I'm the DDD.
Somehow, some way.
I'm the designated drunk driver. And I do not say that proudly. Mm-hmm. I just say it truthfully.
Yeah.
And honestly.
Hey, niggas know you by now, okay? They know you by now.
Facts.
Facts, B. all right, so anyway, so we go out. As soon as I get there, this nigga Ace got a blue Long Island in his hand. Now, you and I know, and maybe people who have been listening to this for a while, they know this nigga Ace, he drinks and he's gone.
He gets loose.
It
could be a half a drink.
No, he's gone. So he goes to the blue Long Island. He bought my wife one. And, you know, we got our own drinks as well. So my wife drank some of it, didn't really like it. She drank like half of it. Ace was like, all right, I'll take it. Downs that. Downs whatever other drinks we have. So he's just going in. So in my mind right there, I'm like, this nigga Ace, we're not going to have a good night.
He's going to be a problem.
We're not going to have a good night.
He's going to be an issue.
Yeah. And he does. But all right, we'll get into it. So eventually at like 1:15, I had enough. Like, I was just over it. Like, I was in there. I'm like, yo, the music is trash. I'm
going to keep it really a buck with you. That's about the time where it's time to go.
Nigga.
You don't really want to stay there until it actually lets out. Because that's when it get busy. And it's like, all right. And when I mean busy, I mean like the slang term. It get crazy outside.
Yeah, it does. Like, it really does. So like, it's that time. And so I tap my wife. I'm like, yo, listen, I want to get out. I had enough. This is not for me. I'm over it. You know what I mean? So this nigga Ace is gone. So I'm like, all right. This nigga's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I'm like, all right, nigga, let's go. So I go to take, like, I'm trying to walk this nigga to the bathroom.
You gotta take him.
He can't walk.
Yeah.
So Ace being a big man, he's like, nigga, I got this. Don't even worry about it. Just wait for me over here. I'm like, all right, my nigga, you got it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sit back. You got it. So I'm waiting by the door. And so he goes to the bathroom. This is by the that bakery side where I guess that bakery shit that's next to it, whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
But by the pool tables.
Yeah.
So he walks out, walks back. Pass me. I'm like, you're. This nigga.
Throw your hands in the air like, where's this nigga going?
This nigga. Ace. So then I go and like, I kind of like grab this nigga. Show like, yo, where you going? He's like, yo, I don't, like, what are we doing? I'm like, yo, we're leaving. So I go outside. Our other man is there just out of nowhere. Letho. This nigga's outside smoking a cigar. I'm looking at him like, nigga, what the fuck?
Okay. I've never seen that.
Yeah, he says he's with a cigar. I'm like,
first of all, shout to Letho because he's been living a different life lately.
Yeah,
he's just not used to just being.
Nah, he was another one. Like, he was there most of the night, but he was kind of like me. Like, after a while, like, him and I was talking, he's like, yeah, I'm done. And he's like, I'm going outside. I was like, I hear you.
Yeah, man, you hit a different maturity level, man. And it's just like, I don't want to be here.
So, all right, so we go outside. And so there's this other dude that Ace knows. And it's a white dude.
Okay.
So he's talking. And, like, I'm talking with them, too. Everybody's just kind of talking or whatever. And then there's other dudes that start coming around. I guess that, you know, everybody kind of knows each other and we're all talking. And this white dude out of nowhere, he's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, my nigga? And I was just like,
okay.
So right there, I'm looking at him. I'm like, should I duff him, like, right now?
No, should I put him in his place, which is on the ground?
But then nobody said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me remind you, this is probably the crowd, 75% of it is probably black.
We spoke about this.
Yeah, I know, but This I'm just showing like how I was like how I analyzed this.
Now, and we didn't speak about this specifically, but I think we spoke about the topic.
We did. So I'm looking around and he says it a few more times, and like this is when I kind of stepped back, like, all right, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore.
Yeah.
But I started looking, I'm like, maybe he's one of those dudes who just kind of has that past.
Right.
Because all the other black dudes is just like, word, 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 yeah, word, word. And I never met this nigga, so I'm like, all right, if I say something, I might be out of pocket.
Exactly.
Maybe he's just a cool nigga or whatever. I mean, he was cool. He wasn't saying like, nigga, nah. It was just like, yeah, my nigga,
and,
who you talking?
You got to look at it this way. This is how I always look at it. If you around mad other black people and Spanish people and whatever, minorities, right, that frequently use that word, and you say it confidently, the way we say it, and nobody else calls you out on it, the way I look at it is if I don't know you, I'm not going to be the one. I look at it like, yo, these niggas is really just letting you.
Yeah, just letting you.
So I'm going to sit here and say, you know what? He got it.
Like, yeah,
I'm
not, that's exactly what I did.
I don't have to like it.
I took a step back and looked. I said, all right, there's something that I don't know about this dude.
Exactly.
So I'm like, all right, you know what? At that moment, I said, yo, listen, I'm type hungry. I'm going to go to the cheesesteak spot. I just want some fries. I just want some fries. I don't want nothing big. I just want some fries.
They're actually dope.
They are good
the
as shit.
The fries are dope.
So Ace is like, yeah, all right, man, let's go. So this nigga's stumbling. I put the snap up. I had to like carry this nigga basically.
Oh, I saw the snap.
To fucking to the cheesesteak spot, right? So I take him to the cheesesteak spot. His wife meets up with us. And I'm like, all right, I think this nigga wants something to eat. I'm going to go get my food real quick. I get my food. I step outside. And now at this moment, Lito and my wife, and I kind of said what's up to this dude on the way in. There's this older Puerto Rican dude, maybe in like upper 40s. 50s, right?
Okay. He'd had no business being
No. But you could just tell he stumbled out of a bar.
Right.
He's drunk himself. He has a bike. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Missing a few teeth or whatever.
Yeah, funny
dude, though. So, like, we're just talking. I'm eating my fries or whatever. I'm waiting for this nigga Ace, right? So, we're talking. I'm like, word, Julio. Yeah, blah, say blah.
So I said word, Julio.
Yeah, no, that's this nigga's name. I'm not trying to be funny. His name was Julio, right? So, we're all talking. So, now this nigga Ace comes out with, like, I think he just got done like eating like half his cheesesteak somehow.
Uh-huh. He's wild.
No, he wild out. He ate that shit dumb quick. So we're talking, and now Ace comes through and just pushes the shit out of Julio.
Okay.
Like from behind, Julio, like he took a few steps. And so I'm like, yo, the fuck are you doing?
So like now this nigga automatically thought it was beef between you and Julio.
And it's not like shit look crazy. Like we're just sitting there talking and laughing. And this nigga pushes him like, get the fuck out my way.
Oh my
God. And I say, yo. So now Julio, he's half drunk too. Like, oh shit, like what's good with your mans? So I grab Ace by the shoulder. I'm like, yo, my nigga, you need to chill. And you know how sometimes like somebody grabs your shoulder, you just kind of do the little shrug, like, all
right,
my nigga.
Right.
This nigga swung his whole arm at me. So I said, okay, you're wildin'.
He acted like
yoke hole. I put this nigga Ace in a yoke. Now, not trying to be aggressive, but just to have this nigga chill. It was one of those shits. I lifted this nigga off his feet, like, yo, you're wildin'. You're wildin' right now, my nigga. We're gonna take you to the car. It's over. And this nigga swinging like, all right, man. All right.
I've had to do that with a homeboy before.
You know what I mean? I dead ass had to like pick this nigga up. I'm like, yo, all right, Julio, it's been real. We're out of here. You know what I mean? So like they drag this nigga Ace to the car. You know what I mean? Oh, and then I just go home. But like I was so annoyed because I was sober.
Yeah.
At that moment. So like I was just like,
and you're looking, so yo, that's the one thing I hate about being sober around other people that are either running through Smack City or drunk. It's like, yo, you look at people like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
This is not, like, the shit you're laughing at ain't funny. The shit you're laughing at ain't funny. Like, the shit you're saying isn't funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? The shit you're doing is immature. Yeah. And you just sitting there sober as fuck, and you're just like, yo,
yeah,
I'm too old for this. That's when you accept your washness.
Yeah.
Like,
can I make a confession?
Yeah.
I've never blacked out before.
I blacked out at my wedding. I certainly blacked out at my wedding. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. That's the first time I've ever blacked out.
But you see, that I don't blame you because once you was done, you just went back to your room.
And you know what? I'm proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fight nobody.
Yeah.
I didn't curse nobody out. I didn't fall all over the
you
floor.
You spoke some shit to me. Like, we was talking shit to each other, but that's whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's the point of black. If I said some shit, I apologize. Mm. But I don't remember it being like nobody came to me and like, yo, Jay, you was wildin'. Nobody said.
No, you wasn't like that.
Like nobody came to me and was like, yo, Jay, you was really out of control. You know, like when I told people I blacked out, they were like, really?
Really?
Like, yeah. I was just like, yo, I dead ass blacked out. Like, Quanta told me that I went to the front desk and told him I lost my key. I had the key on me the whole time.
I remember.
They like, yo, you went to the front desk. You said you lost your key. I'm like, you're lying. I didn't do that. They're like, yo, we got to the... Quanta was like, yo, we got to the door. We had to turn around, go down to the lobby. My nigga, I had the key in my pocket. Like, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Nah, I blacked out. And you know what? I am just happy and I'm proud that I didn't black out and lose my mind and not be able to explain.
And that's
you know
why
what I mean?
I get scared of that, yo. Like, when I go out and I'm like, I stop drinking once I get to the point, I'm just like, all right, yo, I think you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been through, like, Smack City and, like, fell the fuck out. Like, just like,
oh, yeah.
You know, you pause. Your neck just like, all right, my nigga, it's time to give up.
It's a difference.
Your head just goes back like, all right, you know what? Okay. No.
It's a difference between.
I've been there before.
It's a huge difference between.
You ever try to fight this shit? Like, nah, nigga, you can stay up, but your neck's just like, no, nigga.
Nigga,
it's time to go night.
You're like a bobblehead. And in your head, you're like, no, I'm awake.
No, I'm awake.
And your head is like, no, nigga. You sleep.
Go night,
no, nigga. It's a difference between passing out and blacking out.
Yeah, I've never had one of those moments where I don't remember shit, man.
No, it's been times where I've woke up.
Yeah,
holy shit, when did I fall asleep?
Yeah, I've had those. But...
it's a difference between not knowing you ever went to sleep, my nigga.
Yeah.
It's like, I literally was awake. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Wilding.
And I didn't know I was awake. You feel me? Like, if you wake up and it's like, yo, Jay, you passed out around 9 o'clock. Oh shit, I don't remember falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like, no, I wake up
that's
and it's like.
That's different from like, yo, do
you wake up and it's like, damn, I went to sleep at around 9, right? No, you went to sleep at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
From 9 to 1, you was wilding. It's like, what? I was asleep. Like, no, nigga, you wasn't asleep. No. You was on your 2 feet bugging the fuck out.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is because this nigga Ace hit me up. He goes, yeah, I don't remember a thing from last night. I was like, no, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's not the first time.
No, it's happened. Not. It's not.
Shout out to the brother Ace, man. Yeah, shout out to the ref Ace. Man.
All right, just to finish my week off, Sunday I went to my man's, it was his son's birthday, so we was just chilling with that. And yeah, that's about it, man. Just work, gym, and that's pretty much it. Oh, I'm sorry to keep telling stories, son, but I got to tell a wild story that I forgot to tell last week. I'll try to make it quick. On my way back in from Jamaica.
We not at 55 minutes or
nothing. Yeah. We're good. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to check back in through immigration and all that shit. And I get stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So dude's just like, hey, we're going to need to have to take you to the back. So I'm looking at my wife like, what the fuck? All right, man. So they take me to the back. And then I immediately remembered. I'm going to go back to a story from like 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to Virginia. I was with my man. He's in the Marines. So we went to go on the base. Right, so when you get into the base, he shows his ID. You have to show your ID. So I give the dude my ID. So they look. They have like a little machine or whatever that you swipe your card.
Right.
Yeah. So dude, like he looks at my man's and he looks at me. He's like, I need you to pull over to the side over there. Now, let me mind you, this nigga has one of them big automatic fucking rifles. Like, I need you to go over there.
Right.
I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? So my man looks at me. He goes, yo, you got a warrant out or something, my nigga?
Right.
And I'm like, nah. I'm like, yo, my nigga, I probably just have like speeding tickets. And this is all paid. Like, we're good. So we're waiting. And now the dude is by my door with the gun like on his shoulder talking to my mans. I'm there shook. Like, the fuck? Like, the fuck? What's going on?
That's scary.
I was shook.
That's scary.
So finally another dude comes over and he's like, yo, he's good, man. Don't worry about it. So now he's like, all right, y'all could go ahead. I'm like, nah, wait. Why the why did y'all pull me over? Like, what's the deal? And the dude was like, well, there's somebody in Texas with your exact name.
Okay.
First, middle, and last that's wanted for rape.
All right, my guy.
So I'm like, oh, that's wild.
This is why we actually need to get a control of the population. We need to do population control. All right? There's too many fucking people in the world.
Yeah, so he was like, yo, as soon as we pulled up, like, they had the pictures and all that. We knew it wasn't you.
Right.
We're good. That's exactly what I got pulled to the side for when I was coming back from Jamaica.
The same thing?
Same shit. Like,
what?
They didn't tell me exactly, but they were like, Mr. Reyes, how long did you live in Texas? And right then and there, I was just like, y'all, I never lived in Texas a day in my life. And they was like, all right, you're good. I said, is it because of, you know, I said my full name. And they're like, you know, they kind of like gave me the like the head nod, but they couldn't
like
say they, shit.
Like, yeah, they can't disclose
yeah,
that.
But they're just like, yeah. I guess he knows.
Wow.
It kept it moving. So nigga, I'm going to have to live with this shit, man.
That's OD.
I was OD shook. But all right, that was my story. Forgot to bring that up last week.
So you actually kind of just gave us an embarrassing story and a survivor story.
Yeah, I kind of did, man. Hey, this is what we do here, man.
Officiallystreet@gmail.com if you want to share your story, and we will speak it on the show.
Definitely. All right, man. So let's kind of start up this episode.
So did you post anything for National Girlfriends Day?
I didn't know it existed.
Not only that I did not know it existed. I'm speaking like a baby. I told you the episode was sponsored.
Wait. We gotta go back to Paul.
I told you the episode was sponsored by motherfucking Black Hand Matters.
Wait, real quick. This nigga Jay got sick like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And nigga, we went to go play ball, but I guess his voice was still gone. So me and Jay always talk shit to each other whenever we play ball, but we ended up being on the same team. So I walked past him, and nigga said, "You're lucky." I said, "What the fuck?"
No, I didn't say you're lucky. What did I say?
I forgot what you said, but it was something like that. He's like, "You're lucky," and I was like, "Nigga, what happened to your voice? What the fuck? Wait. What just happened here, my guy?"
Nah, man, my throat was mad raspy. I actually was. Sean came through. Shout out to Sean, Sia's brother.
Right.
He came through to play ball and. If I don't say anything when I'm sick, if I got like a, you know, like a sore throat or whatever, and I don't say anything for a while, you know, you like pause, you collect phlegm, like, and it just kind of sits there. And he was like, "Yo, what up, Jay?" And I was just like, "Yo, what's good, my nigga?" he was like, "Yo, are you all right?" And I was like, "Yo, I'm fine." Like, all it took was those couple words to just kind of clear it out. And I was like, "Nah, I'm fine. I don't know what it is."
That shit happened a few times.
And then I was like, I remember what I said. This nigga Sia went up for a layup. I forget what it was. No. We were shooting for teams. This is what it was. We were shooting for teams, and it so happened that I hit my shot and Sia hit his shot. So we ended up on the same team. And I was talking shit like, "Yo, you're lucky you wasn't on the other team." But I hadn't said anything for a while. So I hit my shot. You know what I mean? I move off to the side. Sia shoots, hits his shot. And he walks, you know, he walks off to the side. And I walk past him, and I'm like, "You lucked out."
Had the challenge.
I like that.
No, I sounded like Batman, nigga. I was like, "You lucked out." And he was like, "Nigga, what? I did what?
I'm Bruce Wayne." And
I'm like, "Yo, I have no idea why my voice sound like this." But anyway, man. Only did I not know that National Girlfriends Day was a thing, but I was going to post something because I seen everybody posting shit like, "Oh, National Girlfriend Day, National Girlfriend," all these sweet posts. And I'm like, you know what? That's misrespectful. Yeah. I don't have a girlfriend.
True.
I'm married. You know what I'm saying? Wife. So I said to myself, if I post some shit and I put National Girlfriends Day under the shit, not only is Quanah's whole family that's on social media going to look at me sideways, but I'm like, you know what? Quanah's going to look at me sideways because she's going to be like, "Oh, I'm a girlfriend now." Now, when they come out with a National Wives Day, which I know they're gonna do,
I'm sure it's out there.
I'm gonna have to post something, because if I don't, I'm in trouble.
I'm about to keep my eye out for it, man.
No, you have to, because you never know. They'll post a National Water Day.
Yeah, no, they have wild shit. I saw one. It was National Eat a Hot Dog Day.
Oh, they have everything. Yeah. They got National Cousins Day. They got, I don't know. Listen, Brothers Day.
I was gonna say, I seen the siblings shit.
Siblings Day. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? So a sibling? What are you talking about? Yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me right now? Is this a day for everything?
Yeah.
There's a National Home Ownership Day.
Okay.
National College Graduate Day. National Caesar Haircut Day.
All right.
National Braids Day. National Light Skin Day. National Dark Skin Day.
Yo, imagine that shit. That's
National Podcast Day. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yo, listen, it's hard for me to remember niggas' birthdays.
Get the fuck off of my...
I'm not gonna remember all that shit.
Get out of my timeline with this shit. I don't want to hear nothing about no national everything.
Listen, y'all need to relax, okay?
Get the fuck out of
here, man. Fucking relax, all right?
God damn it.
All right, speaking of relax... Instagram needs to fucking relax. Okay?
No, they OD need to relax.
OD need to fucking relax.
Jesus Christ.
How you feeling about this update, man?
It literally,
Literally.
Now I'm gonna tell you right. Literally, I could not give any less a fuck. I couldn't. Because A, I'm not on Instagram like I once was. When Instagram first came out, I was all over that shit.
Oh yeah.
Now, Twitter and Snapchat all day. I just can't fuck with Facebook. Like, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
I do a podcast. I rap.
So you have to.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm the same way.
I gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there for promotional use only. Literally. Like, I'm literally on there for promotional use. So they could fucking upgrade the shit down to Wazoo. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, yeah. I just don't. Because at the end of the day, I'm not on it so frequently that it bothers me. I'm not watching your Instagram snories. I'm not snories.
Snories?
Wow. I was going to say Insta snap stories, but I said snories. Instagram. I'm okay. Not watching your Insta snap stories. I'm not going to be like, I hardly like pictures on Instagram as it is.
Yo, and
I go on there, I post a pic, I post something for the podcast, and I dip.
I feel you. And you know what's even worse is I have so many followers and people that I do follow on Instagram that you get all the stories at the top of your shit. Like, I was scrolling through it. I said, I'm not going to get through all of this shit in a week.
Right.
Like, I'm not.
It's not happening. I barely could watch the snap stories that I have in a week.
I feel you.
It's too much.
Nigga.
It's too much. I don't know. How do y'all feel about the Instagram update? Really, it's Facebook. Quan actually pointed this out to me because Facebook owns Instagram. We know that. That came out a while ago. But it's really Facebook.
Nah, but they blatantly just took Snapchat's
Oh, no, shit. Facts. But what I'm saying is a lot of people are like, damn, Instagram, you wildin'. But really, it's
Facebook.
It's kind of Facebook. Like, so kind of Facebook is wildin' for Instagram. But, man, I don't give a fuck. This shit is... I'm not going to post a story on Instagram. I'm not... And I might do it just for fun. Yeah. I'm probably going to do it to shade Instagram, if anything. But...
Everybody that I've been seeing on this shit is like, follow my Snapchat. And they put this shit on there. I'm like, really, my guy?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm really not.
That's what we're doing now?
I mean, all Instagram is for me to post promotion or memes.
Pretty much.
Speaking of memes... Speaking of memes,
these Arthur memes is out of fucking control.
What
man.
The fuck is going on?
Like, what even started? Like, I
still don't know. I still don't know.
The clips where they do like the hood Arthur shit and they do voiceovers.
Right. I've seen that
a long time ago. But out of nowhere, just this week, it's just been mad Arthur memes.
My favorite ones, there's two that are my favorite ones, or actually three. Quanah's favorite one is the one with DW standing outside the park gate with the shades on. Because she just looked too cool for school. And they've been doing some real funny ones with that one. The other one is the one where Arthur is pulling his pants up and DW is in the bed. Now, there's two things that's kind of... I love this. Like I
just remembered a few of them. All right, go ahead.
No, the thing is, I love this one because there's so many directions you can go. But I also hate it. Because Arthur and DW are brother and sister.
Yeah.
So it's the direction that you go with the memes are always raunchy. But the fact that they're brother and sister is like, all right, my guy.
Yeah, now you're wild.
I like that one. And of course, the one with the Arthur fist. Those are the three classics for me.
Real quick, the one when he's pulling his pants up, there was one that says, so what are we? He goes, we are farmers.
Yo! No, there was two of them. Mm-hmm. There was actually two of them that were kind of similar to that. Mm-hmm. She was like, what are we? And he was like, humans, bitch. Like,
what the fuck? I didn't see that.
And then there was another one. And there was another one who was like, where do we stand? On Earth, motherfucker. Yeah, where do you think? That. That shit had me dying.
There was another one that was fucked up. It was just like, he's like, oh, so you was on top and didn't want to get off. I guess you want to be a single parent now.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, y'all are wild.
And the other one was, what are we? Parents, bitch. I ain't pull out.
Yeah, they had one.
No, they had a lot of them with that one. That's why this was one of my favorite ones. They had one where he was just like, all right, man, so it's still going to be $20 a ticket. Until 12.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
After 12, it's $50.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Was another one that I thought was funny because it's so true. They have this shit when they're walking up the stairs. He's like, "What's the Wi-Fi code?" He's like, "Damn, nigga, you just got here."
I seen that one. I seen that one. Damn, my nigga, can you give me a second? You already want the code?
That's just so true. Like,
nah, I really, niggas will walk through your door and be like, "Yo, you got the Wi-Fi?" It's like, my nigga, I didn't even welcome you yet.
Like, my nigga, okay,
exactly. Like, I didn't even offer you a drink yet. Like,
what's the other joint? When she's in the limo with the megaphone, you seen that one?
I didn't.
She was like, "So since you want to tell your girlfriend who I am, tell that bitch to come outside." And I was like, I can see that shit being real. Like, wow.
The shit with the shades, like with DW was standing there with the shades outside, it's like, when your man say he going to play ball, but you just got to make sure. Nigga, I just think about, Quanta would never do this, but I just think about Quanta showing up at ESU while we playing ball with shades
just around the corner.
Just literally, no, sitting by the hospital. Nigga, because you know we always play by the hill at the hospital.
Yeah.
Just standing behind the car at the hospital, just looking like, just making sure, nigga. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, just making sure that you hear when you said
when you come home, she's like, "Babe, the form wasn't right on that shot."
No, nigga. Like, and you'd be like, "What are you talking about?" Just don't even worry about what I'm telling you right now.
The best one to me, though, is the one with the closed fist. And it was just like, whenever Funk Flex keeps dropping the bombs and you starting the song.
No, that's a classic.
That's classic. Because
I'm going to tell you right now, that's so truthful. That's so truthful. Yo, there was a one, somebody really went out of their way. There was one where it had the closed fist. But they photoshopped like red goo on his hands. And it was like, when she be like, "Daddy, I'm so wet."
I did see
and,
that.
And it's actually blood.
I did see that.
Oh my God, man. There was a lot of them with the fist, man. Speaking of that Arthur Fist meme.
Get to official, unofficial, but go ahead.
Do you think Obama had the Arthur Fist meme?
No,
when he seen Malia dancing and wilding at Lollapalooza.
Nigga was looking at his phone like, ooh.
Listen, man, we getting into official or unofficial on that note.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So Malia Obama, man, she went to Lollapalooza. She was twerking and getting it on.
I don't know, man. It didn't look it didn't. As crazy it didn't. As it didn't. People are making it.
It didn't. It did not. I'm honest with you. And I even spoke to Quanta about this. I said, yo, she wasn't wilding.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a first daughter.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing. Quanta was like, yo, she's the same age as Kylie. How do you explain Kylie?
True.
I said, Kylie is not a first fucking daughter.
Exactly.
Her influence is literally selling lipsticks and being part of a slutty ass family. You know what I'm saying? she actually, Kylie ain't doing shit wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is not in that light as an influencer. Now, she may be an influencer, right? Everybody's an influencer at the end of the day. Amber Rose is an influencer. Kim Kardashian is an influencer. Whether we as men and mature adults may be like, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is, though. There's girls that look up to her. You know what I'm saying? We can't deny that shit. But the daughter of the president of the United States of America?
Yeah, you can wait a little bit longer, shorty.
I don't fault her for dancing and enjoying herself and having a good time.
I don't.
But she was kind of throwing it back and like lifting her.
Now she did
it,
look.
It was kind of like, all right. At this point, if a guy run up on her and say, "Yo, what's good, ma?" You can't really be mad at the nigga.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like well, if damn, you saw how she just threw that shit back.
Like if he walk up and be like, "Yo, what's good, shorty? Can I talk to you?" You can't be like, "Yo, this is POTUS' daughter."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, you might rewind the footage and be like, the footage.
Wow. The fitted caps.
Black hand matters.
Oh,
you might want to rewind the footage and be like, "Yo, do you want to tell me who this is again?" She kind of throwing it back and lifting her skirt, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So I don't know. Let's put it this way. How do we want to approach this on official or unofficial? Do we want to say official or unofficial, she was out there twerking? Or do we want to say official or unofficial, she was having a great time?
I'm going to say it's official that she was just having a good time.
I'm going to say it's official.
And she didn't have in mind like, hey, Your father's still in office.
Right. Because he's out of there soon.
Yeah.
He's out of there soon.
Oh, even this nigga, he's been chilling.
Oh, Obama's like, been chilling.
It's like, nigga, I'm about
and
to
Michelle
leave.
Has been chilling. Yeah, she's actually been chilling since day one. Mm-hmm. So, and that's no disrespect. When I say chilling, I mean kind of just relieved.
Yeah, that shit's almost over.
That the responsibility is obviously still there until the term is up, but it's going to be up. You know what I mean? And you can kind of live life as a former president and first lady. You know what I'm saying? So official that she was having a good ass time.
I still say even if he got out of office and she did that, we'd still be hearing.
They're still gonna hear about it. We're still gonna have to hear about it. So yeah, but yo, listen,
it is what it is.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, boo boo.
I also would like to say this might be our last episode because the FBI are now investigating this podcast. Like, did you hear what they're saying?
Oh no! Now it's real.
Excuse me. We heard your podcast.
We thought they were gonna talk about the Fire Stick. No, they're like. Jared Jackson and Daniel Reyes. We heard mention of Malia. Let's talk about this.
No, my nigga, I'm gonna get picked up when we leave. Won't this air. This house.
No, you're gonna search the Officially Street podcast, and it's gonna say federal warning.
It's gonna, like you download illegal.
It's gonna say federal warning, and they're gonna be knocking at your door. We saw you search the Officially Street podcast.
We need you to come with
what
us,
do you son? Know about this? Listen, we be in the bookings together, man.
Oh, shit. You going to see Jay on Twitter like, has anybody seen Sayers? Like, no, nigga, I got picked up as
I'm
going to
be on InstaSnap making Snapchats. Talking about, yo, they wouldn't let me use Snapchat, so I got to use this.
Oh, shit. All right,
yo,
man.
Yo, man, speaking of presidential candidates, Kanye West, man.
My fault. Anyway, Kanye and Drake are talking about they might be putting an album or mixtape out together. I'm going to say unofficial.
I don't want to hear it. Unofficial.
I really don't want to.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm tired of this super group shit. I'm tired of the, like, when we talked NBA a little while ago, I'm tired of the super team shit. Mm. I'm tired of the super group. Like, all right, Drake is a dope artist.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Future is a dope artist. Cool. That don't mean I want to hear a whole album with both of them. Yeah. Right? If they collab, great. Mm-hmm. That don't mean I want to hear a whole album.
That's just like
Kanye West,
Gucci.
Yeah, exactly. Kanye West, legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, the hottest out today.
Mm-hmm.
He is today's hip hop Jay-Z, and the only reason reason I'll say he's not today's hip hop Jay-Z, and again, you know what? I'm not even gonna say it because. The more and more I say shit about Drake, niggas be like, yo, you a Drake hater. I'm not a Drake hater. I'm not even going to say how I feel. But he is today's Jay-Z of hip-hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a legend and we got Drake. That don't mean I want to hear an album mm-hmm. with them. I don't think Kanye is going to mesh right with Drake.
I don't see. I mean, they both kind of are similar, kind of.
However.
But I just don't.
However, I'll tell you this. I will completely retract my statement if we rewind this and we say we have a Drake album produced and executive produced
that,
by Kanye.
That I'll fuck with.
I will completely take it back and say I want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's Drake executively produced by Kanye,
I'm with you.
That I will want to hear 100%. Mm-hmm. And it's not Kanye and Drake rapping together on an album. Because Kanye will produce the fuck out of an album and Drake will kill the fuck out of an album.
Yeah.
So, cool. I want to hear that. But when you say, yo, a Kanye-Drake album, I'm thinking Watch the Thrones. And I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, Watch the Throne was cool because it was kind of a balance, but still wasn't the greatest thing ever.
But they've always had that chemistry. It wasn't the greatest thing ever, but they've always had that chemistry. And we know Kanye produced that album. We just know that was a Kanye album featuring Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Just like What a Time to Be Alive was a Future album featuring Drake. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Okay. And those type of projects, while they may be great, they're also not classic.
It's been proven that sometimes the shit just don't work.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
All right,
but people will kill me if I... They'll kill me if I say anything wrong about Watch the Thrones. Oh. I better never say shit about Watch the Thrones. They will murder me. So I'm gonna tell you, I love Watch the Thrones.
So do I. I expected more, but I still love the album.
I am so glad coming from
and
you.
And you know me.
No, coming from you.
I'm a fucking Jay-Z stan. No.
Look me
nigga.
In the eye. Coming from you, I'm so glad that you at least know where I'm coming from when I say that.
Yeah.
But the internet will murder me. So I'm just not even going to go any further than that. I'm going to say unofficial.
All right, man. Keeping it Drake related. I'm just going to say this is unofficial, by the way, before I even get into it.
Automatically unofficial.
According to Ebro, he spoke to Drake and asked him about the rumors of a diss track M may have for him. And he responded saying he won't do that. He goes, and if he did, I have something for him. My nigga, sit the fuck down. Just sit the fuck down. Listen, you and your writing team, you guys are great. You guys put out great music, so on and so forth. Matter of fact, where's that Arthur meme?
Let's go back to the Arthur meme because I just saw one that it was like, Drake's ghostwriter when they found out they had to go against M.
And nigga had the fist, the Arthur fist. My nigga, listen, you make great music. Drake makes great music. He makes great albums. He's all over the radio. So on and so forth. You can't take that away from him. The streaming has this nigga damn near going diamond. Can't hate on this nigga.
Not at all.
But, and even you kind of gave me some shit about this a while back. This might have even been when SIBO was here. I don't think Drake's a lyricist.
Nah, I don't. I don't.
I really don't.
I don't.
I don't listen to Drake like, yo, this nigga's nice.
I don't.
I listen to him because I enjoy his music.
Facts.
That's it.
I think, here's my thing. I think Drake says some real relatable shit. He does have some lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him the fact that he has some lines.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there,
well,
I'll be like,
yo. His team have lines.
Yeah, well, him and his team, whether it be him or his team.
Quan just turned us off, by the way.
No, he cut it off. He unfollowed us, unsubscribed.
Yep. He had enough.
Yeah, no, all right.
My fault. I keep.
And that's why I don't want to. No, that's why I kind of want to refrain from going off because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I do love Drake, but I do say facts are facts. You know what I mean? And here's my thing. Drake says really relatable, real shit. When I listen to Drake, I'd be like, yo, I feel you, my nigga, on some real shit.
Yeah.
I understand and I feel the same way. But lyricism is more than that, right? Lyricism is being able to metaphorically tell a story, using metaphors and similes to tell a story, keeping on track with that story, making sense, and still have that ill flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where you not only do you not need a beat, but the shit you're saying has to be rewound.
You have to listen to it a few times to get the full thing.
Exactly. When I listen to Lupe Fiasco, I'm gonna give y'all a homework assignment. If y'all are not a Lupe Fiasco stan or a fan, right? And you have never heard the song Hurt Me Soul. Or if you have heard the song Hurt Me Soul, I'm going to give y'all a homework assignment. Go listen to Hurt Me Soul one time, right?
My nigga.
And then wait a week and listen to it again.
It's a brand new song.
And tell me it's not a brand new fucking song.
It's something completely different.
And you don't hear the hidden messages. I can listen to it today and hear some shit and be like, yo, I never noticed that shit. It went over my head. I never got it. You know what I'm saying?
Real quick, JP, what do you see just on your sent phone? Us a fucking Arthur meme. Shout out to JP. This shit is hilarious.
Okay, no, I'm seeing
it. It's the Arthur fist with a rollie on his wrist. And it says, Rick Ross, me, try not to rap about your rollie on this verse. And it says, Meek Mill, clenching his fist.
Oh, with a rollie. Oh, my God. Yeah. Nah, that's a classic. I'm
perfect
fucking dead.
Timing. Anyway, listen, unofficial. I understand that Drake is feeling himself. And if this is true, I also think at the same time, it might not be true. It is also from Ebro. And sometimes I feel Ebro just be pushing and trying to do shit for ratings and attention. So we're not even hearing this straight from Drake's mouth. We're hearing this from Ebro, who said he spoke to Drake. And who knows, they might have spoke. And they might not even spoke about this. Or he might have asked him about it, and Drake was just like, ah, yeah, man, that's nothing. And left it at that. And Ebro's like, let me make this interesting.
But do we think that TMZ or anybody is going to reach out to Drake and see if he'll discredit it? Do you think he would discredit it? Do you think he would be like, nah, Ebro got it twisted? Because we are talking, the programmer of Hot 97. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So do we think if somebody came to Drake and was like, yo, Drake, Ebro said you said this, would Drake be like, nah, he got it twisted? You know what I'm saying? Or would he kind of find a way? Drake is a real smart guy. He might be like, you know, I didn't really say all that, but
yeah, he'll probably do.
He might be like, yo, it would be interesting. He might be like, hey, it would be interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, then I'll just like, okay, I get it.
But I got something for him. I think that's a little bit much, my guy.
I think that's a bit much.
I personally, I don't ever, look, I don't discredit Drake because I'm going to keep it 100% with you. Drake has been handling this Joe Budden shit very well.
Yeah.
Very, very Drake-like.
Mm-hmm.
He's been handling the situation very Drake-like. And now, Joe Budden is kind of the laughingstock.
Yeah.
Regardless how real niggas feel, regardless how anybody feels, Joe Budden is the nigga that's now been caught out there, and the focus is no longer on making a murderer wake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not on the beef at all. It's kind of just on, yo, Joe Budden, you was wildin'. Last week. You know what I mean? And here Drake is chilling and he can still say his little slick shit. You know, he got OVO Fest, a new OVO Fest coming out. And, you know, he's probably going to mention something or do something. I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's handling it very intelligently. And so this is the same sort of thing.
It's not hip-hop, but it's smart.
Exactly. He knows he can't get into it with Budden when it comes to lyrics. He knows he can't get into it with M when it comes to lyrics. I think everybody knows that.
Oh, nigga.
So you just got to be smart. And I think Drake is really a smart guy.
Listen.
So if somebody came to him and was like, yo, Drake, we heard that you got something for M. He would be like, I don't know where you heard that from. You know. But,
I said smart things to just
right. I don't know.
Dodge that bullet.
I don't know.
God.
He don't have to mention Ebro at all. He probably just be like, yo, Ebro said da 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 da. He'd just be like, I didn't see nothing about that. It would be interesting. Not something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
But
exactly.
You know, if it were to happen, I'm sure it would be an interesting thing.
He can't even pull that. I'm more popular. I got more money. Shit,
you can't
like,
pull
you can't,
none of that.
You can't do that.
You can't pull none. Of
and then
that.
When you go to the lyrics, you can't do that. Listen, M is on my list of whenever. Like, if I was to get on, I have a short list of niggas that I wouldn't fuck with. M is number one. So if M was to be like, fuck Saeed, I'm like, yo, you know what, M, you're right. I'm gonna just fall back, my nigga. You got it. You know what I mean? I cherish my career. You got it, my.
You
gotta
bow out, respect.
Yeah, I'll just bow out. You got it. You got it, M. You know what I mean? All right. Speaking of, well, we just spoke about Kanye not too long ago. But anyway, Kanye says that Kim Cade's nudes. Wow, Kim Cade.
Kim Cade. No. Who is Kim Cade? Welcome to Cade County.
Black Hen Matters. Anyway, Kanye says that Kim Cade's nudes are modern day art pieces. Un-a-fucking-ficial.
So here's why I'm going to say unofficial, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be an appropriate statement with maybe a different subject.
Yeah.
And when I say subject, I actually mean like specimen, like different woman, right?
Mm.
Just using different words to express my feelings. But I think it would make sense if you used a different female in this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
My problem, and I'm not shaming her for this at all, but you actually posted a picture of it on Twitter. Her body
like the Barbie doll.
Her body has been severely altered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My thing is, art is something that is created.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was created.
Well, she was manufactured. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she was necessarily.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if she was necessarily.
She was well put together.
She was, yeah. You know what I'm saying? She was manufactured. And I don't necessarily think manufacturing and creation are the same thing.
Yeah.
So she just doesn't have that natural.
I hear you. But you know what it is? That's what she become famous for. And I guess Kanye kind of just got tired of answering the question because I'm sure people ask him all the time. Because it's like, her thing is like, all right, I'm starting to not be relevant. People aren't talking about me. Let me put this nude out real quick and get people talking again.
Yeah, but that's not art.
You know what I mean? So Kanye's probably just like, all right, that's my wife. I know that's what she does. I'm going to say it's an art piece. Because you know everything with him is art. It's art.
Right.
So I'm just going to say it's unofficial, man. Hey, listen, your wife has no talent. The only talent she has is just to show off her body, my guy. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And hey, if she got her money off of that, I'm not even mad. Keeping it Kanye.
We're talking a lot about Kanye and Drake this episode.
Yeah,
this is the Kanye Drake episode. Yeah. This is the fucking
Kanye Graham.
This is
or
the Kanye Graham.
Drake West. Something. We'll figure it out. Anyway, Kanye wants to drop a $30 sneaker. This I think is dope. Especially if he wears it and it kind of starts to pick up some kind of steam, because not everybody can afford to go out and buy $200 Yeezy sneakers.
That's all facts.
Parents can't go out and buy their kids Yeezy sneakers. All, you know, facts, what I mean?
Again.
So if Kanye's wearing a $30 pair of sneakers and they're dope and people start to kind of catch on to it, and fuck it, it's Yeezy at the end of the day, I think it's a good look. So I definitely say that that's official, man.
I'm going to say it's official also. I'll probably cop it just to have it in. I'll be like, yo, I got a Kanye sneaker.
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting no Yeezys.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, all right, keep it moving. Joe Budden is now selling shirts and hats with the Running Joe meme on it.
Speaking of capitalizing on merchandise.
Yeah, man. I guess I'm not mad at him because, hey, fuck it. Drake kind of does the same thing. Like, when people was making fun of him, he made money off of it.
I want to... Am I going out on... Am I wilding? Is it a hot take, or am I going out on a limb saying 50 is the first person to do that with the Curtis shit?
You're right. Nigga, like, named his album.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. In terms of capitalizing off of what's supposed to be a misfortune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he literally capitalized off of that shit. So, I think this has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it with the, you know, Charlamagne with I'm the Radio Guy, yeah, and Put Some Respect on My Name shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, we see people using shit that's supposed to be like, yo, I'm making fun of you, and then capitalizing, yeah, off of it. And Birdman put a song out called Put Some Respect, mm-hmm, on, or whatever the fuck. You know what? I'm going to kind of say it's official. Get your money.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
That's
get
the
your
only
money.
Why I say it's official. I mean, I think it's a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
But it's official. Hey, nigga, get your money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Budden also had a very dope freestyle on Funk Flex shit.
Fire.
I wish I caught a few of the lines. I know he had something where he was already kind of bringing up something running with rocks in hand,
yeah,
or some shit like that. I forgot the fucking line.
Yeah, the best
exactly.
One who's like, yo, I don't care if the kids understand it or not. Sometimes you got to show them that you really ran with the rock.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
So.
Because that's facts.
OD facts.
Oh, it's actually two ways you could take it, because this nigga really was signed with the rock for a few. And now that.
And what were we talking about? This is what we mean by lyricist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is what we mean by lyricist, mm-hmm, right? So literally not 7 days ago, right? It was a situation where this nigga was caught out there holding fucking Arabic Egyptian boulders in his hand, right?
Trying to break a nigga's window.
Acting crazy. Everybody like, yo, this nigga's a fucking crackhead. Mm. Where did he get them rocks from? He rolls around with them shits. He looked like a dust fiend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he took that shit, flipped it as a lyricist, and said, you know what? Let me tell you that. I don't care if these kids understand it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to show them that you really ran with the rock.
Nigga.
He was out there with rocks,
really
in,
rocks
hand,
in hand.
And he really was signed to ROC.
Yep.
So nigga. It's like, yo, my nigga, for you to be able to take that, create a dope line, mm-hmm, like that, and it's a metaphor,
mm-hmm,
and it's a double entendre.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's lyricism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we kind of sit here and we praise Budden, because we like, yo, that's fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to each his own.
Exactly.
That was the main line of the freestyle, mm-hmm, because it was like, yo, that was some shit that just happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He had a few other joints, but I got to go back and listen to
that. Nah, definitely. But a lot of it was just like, he could have wrote that at any time.
Mm-hmm.
For you to write, sometimes you got to show him that you really ran with the rock. For that to have just happened, you know he had to just write that,
yeah,
shit. You know what
definitely.
I mean? So it kind of just shows you the talent that, yo, this shit happened yesterday.
That's a fucking lyricist.
Right. Like, yo, that shit
that
happened yesterday.
Really shit.
It happened yesterday, and today I got the rhyme for, mm-hmm, it. You know what I mean? So yeah, it shows you a lot, man. It, yeah, shows you a lot. I'm going to say it's official.
Yeah, it's official to me, too. Jaden Smith's girl supposedly cheated on him with a photographer.
Becky with the good hair. I'm gonna say it's unofficial, and this is why I'm gonna say it's unofficial.
I would say it's unofficial too,
because we talking about Jaden Smith,
mm,
and a photographer from Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are talking about Will and Jada Smith's offspring, right? You're a model.
Mm-hmm.
She's a model, right? Cool. You cheating on Jaden Smith, my girl?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So now, you got a cool mill to model women's clothing?
Exactly. Now, here's my thing. He's a little weird. I fuck with weird shit, though.
Yeah.
I fuck with weird shit.
I don't get it, but yeah, I got you.
Don't have to get it.
Yeah. I've learned that.
I fuck with weird shit. Here's the difference between Jaden Smith and maybe a Young Thug, right?
Mm.
Young Thug pretends to be gangster.
Mm.
Jaden Smith never did.
Okay.
He's always just been like, yo,
a fucking weirdo.
They've always been a weird family, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They've always, him and Willow, they've always just been different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't take no points away from somebody who's always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to see pictures of Young Thug in the 90s wearing a dress.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't running out here. I'm like
sure.
That. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure.
Jaden Smith, what can we say? He's always been that way.
Yeah.
He's always been different.
This nigga grow up.
Yeah, though, so. Exactly. He's always been different. And in today's day and age, yo, it is what it is. So mm-hmm. I don't take it away from him. I feel like she's wild and it's unofficial. You're going to be running back to him. Mm-hmm. And if, you know what I'm saying, he deads you off top.
Not trying to shit on photographers, but I mean, photographer and a nigga that you know got bread, sure do you wilder.
We talking about Jaden Smith.
Yeah. All right. Swiss buys Alicia Keys a 32-carat ring for their 6th anniversary.
Yeah, man. Speaking of relationships, so yeah. Swiss Beatz.
I seen the picture.
We all know and love he's married to Alicia. We all know and
wow, what the fuck?
We all know and love the fact.
There you go.
That he's all married right. to Alicia Keys.
I had nothing to help you with.
I was thinking some shit, and my mouth just wasn't moving fast enough.
Yo, y'all had to see Jay's face. Nigga looked up at the sky like, the fuck?
No, what was I talking? Because Hennessy Black is real. We all know and love the fact that he's married to Alicia Keys, been married to her for 6 years now.
Mm.
I love them as a couple. I think
yeah,
it's dope.
So do I.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Swiss is from the Bronx, BX all day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So anyway, he buys her a 32-carat ring for their 6th anniversary. Now, I saw the ring too.
Mm.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I hate the ring. I don't like it.
So do I, but I know women are just gonna like,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Fucking go crazy.
I think the shit was ugly. You know what I'm saying? But it's a 32-carat diamond. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's my question. I'm gonna say it's official, first of all.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's official.
Because that's dope.
It's love.
He's looking out right. Mm-hmm. It's love. You know what I'm saying? But here's my question. Is that too much though? For an anniversary? I get it. I get he has the money.
I got you.
Just, I get he has the money.
But just because.
Right. Like, here's the thing. There's people like Kim Kardashian and, you know, Beyonce, even though Beyonce ring ain't that crazy. I mean, not saying it's not crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying it's not like, oh, that's a 60-carat ring. Mm. You know, like, I don't think Beyonce and Jay-Z are worried about that shit. I think it's just about, yo, this is a flawless-ass diamond,
mm-hmm.
and it might be 20, 30, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like these rings, like the one that Kim got, mm-hmm. and even the one that... Even the one that, what's his name? Humphreys bought her was crazy.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's to the point where it's like, yo, are you really wearing this shit outside? Mm. My thing is, I see Swiss and Alicia at the celebrity level where they could kind of be moving outside, not just in the middle of the street, but they can drive their own cars.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
could, you know, kind of.
But I think that's how they want it, though.
And that's great. Mm. But my thing is, do you want to be walking around with a 32 fucking carat diamond ring?
They're
on
living
your
different
finger?
From us, though, my guy.
No, they definitely are, but they could also be in a public eye a little bit more.
I got you
know,
you.
Because they're not that exclusive.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so is and my thing is it too much? You might have that money, but is it too much for you to have? Let's do an example, right? Just Blaze, he got money. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's behind the scenes money.
Yeah.
He's not the most famous nigga in the world today, mm-hmm. right? But is he gonna go out there and buy the biggest fucking rope chain known to man? Yeah, he could afford it.
Yeah, he could.
But
get
is he
it.
Gonna? Why would he buy that and put it around his neck? I feel like Just Blaze could move in the streets.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He could just be moving in the streets.
Mm.
Why have that chain if you're not gonna? Like, are you gonna wear that chain?
He was
in the
just
you know
talking
what I'm
on that pot on Premium Peach shit.
Exactly.
He's like, nigga, I had the same truck for like 10 years, and right. I finally was just like, yo, I need to get some shit.
Right. Exactly.
And then
it's
he
like,
upgraded
y'all,
and got mad whips, but
yeah,
still
Teslas
like,
and shit.
But I wouldn't have known that right. if he didn't say
and
if he didn't
what,
say shit.
And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like, yo, this big ass ring. Like, is she really gonna wear that shit? You know,
but
like,
you know, they're gonna do red carpets and all that shit. Yeah, show. And I'm sure any other time she's just gonna wear their regular ring.
Nah, facts. I think it's official anyway because it's love, man. Like, regardless, you gotta do that.
All right, keep it moving. Beef with former friends and business partners. Ace Hood and DJ Khaled had a fallout. I guess you haven't heard much from Ace Hood. Well, he's been putting out music.
And he tweeted something. Yeah, he was just like, oh, if only that shit that you said.
Yeah, because Khaled was on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and he was like,
asked him about
it. And he tweeted, he was like, oh, if only that shit you said on The Breakfast Club was true.
Yeah. I want to say it's official, but at the same time, unofficial. Because, like, all right, these niggas, we kind of see them come up together, I guess you can say.
I'm going to say.
But at the same time, it's official because it's like, yo, you know what? Sometimes shit happens.
Yeah, I'm going to just say it's unofficial because I don't really know the background of it.
Exactly.
And I don't see a reason why. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the background. I'm going to just say it's unofficial.
It makes me wonder what the fuck happened to Votto, too. Because I know Votto was fucking with him.
Right, right, right.
But he was also fucking with Ace Hood heavy as well. All right, that's another story. Kid Cudi, he's taking some shots at Kanye. He went on a rant on Twitter. You know what I mean? I guess he's just frustrated with the industry. Kanye tweeted something. And he was like, you see, this is the shit I'm talking about. All this shit is whack. It's a bunch of rich niggas in a room on a power trip. It ain't about music. I was just like, I'm going to say it's unofficial because he kind of comes across as bitter now.
Agreed, unofficial.
You know what I mean? It's just like, my nigga, you had your chance. I fucked with Kid Cudi.
I like Kid Cudi.
But once he stopped fucking with Kanye and it just started kind of getting weird, that's when I was just like, that's
not I still like lane. Kid Cudi, but I mean, he just doesn't have as many outlets now.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think he's a great actor. I think he's a great musician.
Oh,
great
definitely.
I think he's mad talented. Yeah. He's a great actor. He's a great writer. He's a great musician. But he just doesn't have the outlet and the platform anymore because, I mean, he kind of ruined it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of beef, keep me moving. Seems like some beef might be ending. 50 and Game was in the same club. They were seen shaking hands and it seemed like it was cool over the weekend. Game got on the mic saying it was 12 years ago. We ain't on that shit no more and we should be cool.
So here's my thing. Official, number one. I'm gonna say it's official. I don't know if I'm not gonna say that there I don't think there has been beef for quite some time now. I think beef is a term, it has to be a current term, right? So
yeah.
I don't think 50 has beef or has had beef with Game and vice versa for many years. They just don't fuck with each other.
Mm.
That don't mean you have beef. It just means current. I don't want to fuck with this. You know, I don't have to hate this person. When I see him, I gotta want to buck guns at him. Mm. But that don't also mean I have to like shake hands with him, be in the same section. 50 was in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Cali. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He was in Game's home.
And Game was out there, you know what I'm saying? And you know, when Banks and Game was in Dubai, you know, they ran into each other, was like, yo, you know, we chat about it real quick, take a quick flick, whatever.
Mm.
We don't see no flicks of 50 in Game. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was on some, yo, we squashing this shit right now. I just think it's like, yo, I see you. Okay, I see you too.
Mm, this is a respect.
Let me just come respect you, give you dap, and be like, yo, it ain't no drama here tonight. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what they said.
Yeah.
We don't know what they really spoke about. And when Game was like, yo, it's been 12 years, we know Game is on some peaceful shit. He's kind of been on some peaceful shit. You know? Well, with people that are peaceful with him. You know what I'm saying? With people that are peaceful with him. You know, he's not really out here picking fights like that. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of trying to be a face for the Black Lives Matter movement, him and Snoop. And that's dope. I think it's dope.
Definitely.
We know 50 is a little petty. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he's been less petty over the years.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of squashed things with Fat Joe. He been squashed things with D-Block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's obviously still a petty guy, but it's kind of like, he's looking back and he's saying, yo, is it worth still holding grudges, right? Now, I know he doesn't just want to be family with Game no more.
Because you got to remember, niggas died.
Niggas died on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
On both sides. Niggas died. And it's not some shit that you just say, you know what? I'm going to be buddy-buddy with him. But it can be some shit where it's like, you know what? I'm going to let it be in the past.
It could just be dead.
I'm going to let it be in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let it be history because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You ain't shoot at me anytime in the near, you know what I'm saying? Near past, like.
Recently.
Yeah, anytime recently, I ain't shoot at you. Mm-hmm. You know, this shit happened years and years ago. I don't got to forgive you for the shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to forget about the shit. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The shit is over.
Yeah, it's over.
You know?
Because somebody else that was there, again, I don't know how official this is. They said that although they shook hands and shit like that, 50 also didn't really have Game around him. And then when Game tried to get in his section, he was denied entrance to the shit. Right. I don't know how true that is.
It could be true.
That goes back to what we were saying. It's like, yo, I don't fuck with you, but we can coexist.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we could be in the same place, won't be no problems. We just don't fuck with each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? All right. Let's keep it moving. Draymond Green accidentally leaked nudes of himself on Snapchat.
Unofficial.
Unofficial, my guy. You're wildin'. You're a professional athlete. Why the fuck are you taking pictures of yourself naked?
Period, point blank.
Just you're wildin'. Unofficial. Speaking of Snapchat, Irv Gotti's girlfriend, I guess she was a former Taz's angel. Her name is Ashley Martell. She accidentally leaked footage of herself sucking dick. And I'm trying to wonder, the fuck do you accidentally leak footage? She tried to say she was hacked.
Now I got two different stories of this. Cause I've been on social media and I don't really know what's true and what's false. Mm-hmm. Some say like, yo, okay, she was caught out there sucking someone's dick. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people that's like, yo, she got caught out there on Snapchat sucking Irv's dick.
Yeah.
I don't know what
the thing is in the video, because there's a video out there. You can see
it. I saw the video.
And it's just, you can't see.
You don't know who it is.
Who the fuck
you know what
it
I'm
is.
Saying?
You can see her.
Yeah.
But she just has a mouthful of dick.
It's her sucking a dick. Right.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. But so if she got hacked, look, people get hacked. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
People get hacked every day, B.
The situation, regardless, unofficial.
Yeah, unofficial. I don't give a fuck. Irv Gotti, old ass man.
Nobody even gives a fuck about Irv Gotti.
Yeah. Rick Ross signs a homeless rapper who spit for him on Venice Beach. That's dope. It's official. I seen the video. Dude was actually snapping.
I didn't see the video.
I watched majority of it, man. Like, that's kind of a gamble because that shit don't happen like that anymore.
It don't. Not like, today.
There's videos of, like, Big Sean said, like, yo, I rap for Kanye in the streets. And then a few years later, you know what I mean? I bumped into him again, and then we started working.
Right.
So it's not like Kanye heard him, like, yo, you're dope. I'm going to sign you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they were saying for, like, a little while. Like, I think this shit was, like, a month or two ago. And people were like, yo, Rick Ross, you going to sign him? And he's like, nah, like, dude was just nice. And I guess just over time, maybe they were working. Maybe they were talking, whatever the case may be. But dude is signed now. So I think that's dope. And I think that's official.
That's official.
I would love to see that happen more often, actually.
I would love to see that happen with me. hint, wink, wink.
I'm just not one of those niggas who be out on
Times Square. I don't do it at all. I don't do it at all.
Let me rap for you. I hate
I don't do it at all.
Yo, my nigga, here's my CD. You know, you can make a donation.
I don't, my nigga, take it back. Yeah, I don't do that at all.
Yeah. Anyway. Bow Wow got roasted on Twitter. Fucking Bow Wow, man. For saying that I mix the Moss side of my family, his father, is not black. He's basically saying that he can't understand what's going on in the country today with the Black Lives Matter and all that shit. He's saying he just minds his business.
Fuck out of here. Yes, you can understand, my nigga. You're black. Let me tell you this right now. Let me tell you this. For all of our light-skinned followers, right? Mm. For all of our mixed followers, for all of our light-skinned Puerto Rican followers, for all of our... let's put it this way. You get pulled over by the po-fucking police, all right?
Uh-huh.
They are not going to look at you and say...
You're half white.
I apologize. You're obviously half Caucasian. Mm. Go on about your day, sir. No, they're going to look at you and say,
nigger!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if they're going to say that.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead,
I don't know if they're going to say that. They might.
They might.
They might.
The move.
I'm not gonna completely say you're wrong. But I didn't say that to think I said. But they're gonna be like, yo, you're black. Yeah. Like in the eyes of a white person, mm-hmm. you're black. In the eyes of a Spanish person, you're black. In the eyes of a black person, you're black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to look at you. I'm not going to say nobody, but fewer than most people are going to look at you and be like, you're not fucking black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah. To the general public, you're black, bro.
Nigga, you're black. Listen, I go through shit. Me personally, nigga, I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban, but guess what? Police going to look at me like, look at that nigga right there.
No, you're not, you know, Spanish. I mean? You're black.
I'm black. You know what I mean? I've come to accept it. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
You know what I mean? Hey, listen, Bow Wow, just, I understand he wants to kind of like, wants to mind his business, but you know what? Just saying, I'm going to mind my business. Just don't say anything. Just don't fucking say anything.
Listen, Bow Wow, Wendy Williams, Stacey Dash, ASAP Rocky, just stop it. Just stop. Yo, relax, my guy. Relax. Don't say anything.
Oh,
if you don't know what to say, say nothing.
No, just say nothing. Just say nothing. People question you like, he can't even say I'm going to stay out of it. Just say nothing. No comment. All right, last but not least, I know you don't really know this dude, or you might, but Kane from Money and Violence got caught up scamming using a fake credit card at Jimmy Jazz. Nigga pulled up a bill of $15,000.
Holy fucking shit.
Using fake credit cards.
$15,000 at Jimmy Jazz?
My nigga, I didn't know you could do that on Jimmy Jazz.
$15,000?
Now, granted, I know them niggas is making money. They got deals. First of all, why the fuck you spending that much money at Jimmy Jazz, my guy? I didn't know that was possible.
That's my first question.
I think he bought the store. He probably bought the store.
He wild the fuck out.
He probably bought the store.
And listen, I get it. Jimmy Jazz sell it. You know, they sell everything. True Religions, jackets. You know, mm-hmm. they sell everything. $15,000 is a lot of fucking money to be spending there, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you go to Balmain, you can spend $15,000 on two pair of jeans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Versace, Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Jazz, though.
Jimmy Jazz, my guy. I mean, they got shit, but he must have grabbed like every sneaker. He's like, let me just get all these in a size 11.
Oh, my God.
Let me get that jacket right there. That jacket. Let me get all the shirts there in a medium. You know what I mean? Like, that must be what he did. And they're just trying to swipe cards and got caught up.
That's bad.
Listen, my guys, unofficial. You're in the public eye. I get it. Listen, I'm sorry to offend. You're Brooklyn nigga.
Nah, that's facts.
You're Brooklyn nigga.
That's facts.
That's
man.
What y'all niggas do.
That's what y'all known for.
That's what y'all known for. You know what I mean? The scamming.
Grimy scammers.
Yeah, listen, I don't know if y'all proud of it or you're not proud of it, but that's what y'all niggas is known for, all right?
It is.
But come on, my guy. Like, you got a deal. I think they got like a deal with Lionsgate for this season coming up. They got some, of course, they got the shit with, you know, Tidal and all that. So they're making bread. And you're in the public eye, my guy. Unofficial, man.
Definitely.
You got to relax.
Definitely unofficial.
Maybe they could flip it some way and bring it into next season. That would be dope.
I got to start watching it because I never watched it.
Oh, my nigga, it's like Game of Thrones. Yeah, I think you're a little too late. Even though they're only two seasons, the first season is like 25 episodes.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, this one, the second season, they relax. I think it was 12 episodes, and it was like an hour each. It's a dope story. And the second season actually was better than the first. Like, better quality of, you know, the camera work. The storyline is dope. The acting is still horrible.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But the storyline is dope.
You know what I mean? I might give it a try. It just depends. It'll be, like, the last on my list.
It sucks because you got to be on, like, YouTube or Tidal to, like, really watch it. You know what I mean? It's not like you could be on your Fire. I mean, you can use a Fire Stick.
You can use a Fire Stick because I'll get YouTube on the Fire Stick. That's what I'm telling you Fire Stick is like.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I might. I'm not telling nobody that I'm going to rush. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
I won't. But
it is dope.
I kind of want to get on the wave because a lot of people do talk about it. So.
Yeah, it is dope, man. That's it for official, unofficial, dope section, man.
Nah, definitely. So listen, we told y'all that we're accepting emails for embarrassing stories, survivor stories, any wild, crazy, funny stories that y'all just kind of want to share with us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, email officiallystreet@gmail.com. So listen, we actually do have a story. We got multiple ones, but we're going to just read one for this episode.
Yeah.
But we got a story that we're going to read. We got an email about like 3-4 days ago or whatever. We're going to keep this person anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
It was a female that sent the email in. And I'm going to read it out. So listen, again, if y'all want to share y'all stories, officiallystreet@gmail.com. And this is what the email says.
I just want to say, I didn't read it because I wanted to have the same reaction that y'all going to have.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go ahead, sir.
So this is a pretty good one. It gets good at the end.
Okay.
So she says, okay, first off, this was probably one of the most mortifying yet hilarious moments in my life.
Okay.
Last summer, I was going through a rough breakup and just not dealing with it well. I decided to go day drinking and drown my sorrows in Coronas and Bacardi Limon. Inside
hey, you them. Real.
Definitely real, because we was talking about doing that. We actually, you put me on to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
My friends picked me up from the bar I was at, and we went to the Sarah Street Bar.
Excuse me.
Sarah Street Diner. Mm-hmm. Now, at this time, I'm lit. No fucks to give. We walk out after dinner, and this black SUV pulls up and yells at my friend Kaylee, yo, bitch.
Hey.
And I'm like, all right. I push her behind me, and I immediately ready to fight. So turns out it was one of her cousins in a rental car.
Okay.
So they're dying because I'm ready to pounce. Mm. I turn around, and I had a panty liner on, right? So I don't know if y'all know what a panty liner is.
I do.
Right? Women know what a panty liner is, I guess. Men and you know, serious relationships know what a panty liner is, right? So it fell out from under my dress and onto the parking lot. No one sees it except for these two random girls smoking cigarettes. We make eye contact, awkward eye contact, mm-hmm. and I just walk away. Obviously, I couldn't pick it up or make mention.
Nah, you can't.
We get into my friend's car and I tell her what happened. Mm. At this point, we can't stop laughing. As soon as we pull out from the parking lot, my other friend runs over, and it sticks to her tire.
So it's like a reminder.
And it just stuck to her tire. Mm-hmm. It was right by the front door, so now every time we go there, I'm reminded of this fateful day.
I thought she was going to say some shit like, the people who saw her smoking a cigarette yeah. also hop in the car.
Nah.
That shit would have been mad awkward.
Nah. But think about this, though. Think about this, though. Panty liner, you know, obviously, you know, women, they have their period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just to stop the blood from getting on the panties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that shit falls on the floor. And then the car tire runs over it, and it sticks to the car?
Okay, well, need to know and what I don't need to know, was it used? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, was there?
I don't.
I know we don't know, but if it was used,
I don't know.
If it wasn't,
listen, but it says it falls from out of her dress.
How drunk were you?
I have no idea. Listen, it says it fell from under her dress. My thing is, why is it under your dress? If you're carrying them with you, shouldn't it be in a purse?
Maybe she was wearing it.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. If she was wearing it and it ploop popped out, I don't know how.
Okay, they have a sticky side.
Yeah.
Maybe she was so drunk that she didn't take the sticky side off.
I don't know. And maybe the sticky side is what stuck to the tire and it wasn't used. I don't know.
There's a lot of holes in this story, but that's still hilarious.
That's pretty embarrassing, though, because people saw it happen.
Yeah.
And they just watch it, and then they see it get stuck, and they're just like...
The worst is if you go back out, and you see the person again. Like, you ever been around somebody, and some wild shit happened, and y'all don't know each other, and, like, you kind of keep it moving?
Yeah.
And you ever bumped into a person again? Like, yo, you that one dude?
Yep.
Like, imagine, like, she's out, and she's like, yo... It's the panty liner.
Hey, this is the bit of the panty liner that fell out and got stuck to the tire. Remember, we was talking about that shit for like 3 weeks.
There she is. Take a picture.
Oh, God, man. Listen, we salute you for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
Listen, we salute you for sharing the story. If anybody else wants to share their embarrassing or, you know, crazy survivor series, because, you know, we do survivor series. We haven't done one in a while. We'll probably do one in a couple weeks.
I kind of did one last week.
You did one today.
That's true, too.
We did one last week. I did it last week, too.
Yeah, that's true. You did, with Spidey.
So, you know, we kind of did. We just didn't call it Survivor Series. But if y'all want to send y'all's in,
mm-hmm.
email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Yeah.
We got a few here. Don't think that we're not going to read y'all's stories. We got them here. We just don't want to
Yeah, we're not going to put them all in one episode. Yeah, we're not going to put them all in one episode. We got a bunch, though.
Pause. Just keep sending them. Spread it out.
Y'all got to listen. Listen for your story. If you want to be anonymous, let us know that you want to be anonymous. If you want to go under an alias, I don't give a fuck what the alias is. Mm-hmm. All right? If you want to go under Macho Man Randy Savage as your alias.
We're going to give you some wild shit.
I'm going to put it this way. If you don't give us an alias, I'm going to create an alias for you. All right?
And when I see you next time, I'm going to call you that.
So be advised that that's going to be your alias. All right? But yeah, man, this was a dope episode. Listen, we appreciate y'all listening. As always, it is your Washed Ambassador. We're done here today. I'm at J Omega SO on every social media network.
Yes, sir. And it's the boy Sire SO on all social media networks. Snap Sire _ SO.
We holla at y'all next week. Oh!
Next week. Wow.
Because I had a thought.
From Mississippi.
I had a thought and I forgot. My bad. Do not forget the Essence. Coming out August 12th.
Yes.
Listen, I got a mixtape coming out, an EP, excuse me. 8 records on there. August 12th, The Essence is all Fire. About remembering the essence of hip-hop.
Yoga Flame.
I feel like all of my real hip-hop heads are going to love it. Do remember August 12th, The Essence.
We're definitely going to do an episode, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Speak about it. I was heavily involved again. Jay spazzing. Thing is fucking amazing. So, all right.
Be looking out for that. And we out of here.
Ow. Wake up in the morning, money on my mind. Counting hella paper, smoking while I'm screaming, fuck the world. Screaming, fuck the world. Wake up in the morning, money on my mind. Counting hella paper, smoking while I'm screaming, fuck the world. Screaming, fuck the world. Shopping spree, yeah, shorty tryna ball like dropping G's, yeah, shorty in the mall like Balenciagas on the feet, what I call life. Diamonds on the neck, got her colder than a Fortnite. She be out in the city shopping all night. Spending racks on that Louis and it's alright. With my bitch, yeah, shorty want it all tight. So I gave it to her girl with that long pipe. Life is hard, just imagine trying to make a buck. Shopping hard, counting hundreds, yeah, that make her nut. I stay sharp, so I'm always gonna make the cut. Tending to the wounds on my fingers, I got paper cuts. Hey, said mommy gonna ball like flipping checks, IRS making calls like shorty fresh, chains dripping, diamonds all bright. Other day, seen shorty in the mall like wake up in the morning, money on my mind. Counting hella paper, smoking while I'm screaming, fuck the world. Screaming, fuck the world. Yeah, shorty wanna verse two. Misty R for that paper, she will murk you. Bitches hating all her stones from the earth, boo. Jesus on her neck, she ain't shopping with no church crew. Shorty looking mean, shorty trying to ball now. Spend the money, we be shopping till we fall down. Vera Wayne got her looking like a doll now. Taking shots like I'm Chris, yeah, I'm Paul now. Yeah, said shorty trying to ball, man. Other night, got some cum up on her ball, man. She ain't care, she a freak, and it's all game. Shorty getting money, she be running through the malls, man.